T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The COVID-19 pandemic is causing people to delay or even cancel necessary medical care and procedures and doctor's appointments as well. Now, the serious problem is even worse among people of color and individuals with lower incomes. Joining me now is Dr. Garth Graham, who is here to discuss the current healthcare challenges and the Time for Care campaign from CVS Health. Now, Dr. Graham is Vice President of Community Health and Chief Community Health Officer for CVS Health and former Deputy Assistant Secretary for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, where he was the director of the Office of Minority Health. So thank you very much for joining me today, Doctor. Now, first of all, what is the Time for Care campaign all about, and why was it started?
Yeah, so the Time for Care campaign was really a call to action from CVS Health, encouraging individuals to prioritize their in-person primary care needs. And the reason it came about was, as we've seen COVID-19 kind of take its grip on our country, in fact, the globe, certainly in America, we've seen nearly 60% of Americans who have delayed, canceled, or missed a healthcare appointment due to concerns about exposure to COVID-19 since the pandemic began. So we've been very concerned about, drops in cancer that we've seen, heart attacks and strokes, and certainly raises the question of whether people are appropriately seeking both preventative care, if not sometimes care for acute issues as they come up, and whether fear of contracting COVID-19 is preventing them from going to their doctors and hospitals. So our goal is to really educate people and help dispel some of those fears in terms of being treated appropriately.
Okay, now let's focus in on minority health care for a moment. How is the pandemic impacting people of color and other minorities, and why do you think this is happening?
Yeah, so, it's really having a devastating impact on people of color from both the prevalence of the disease, the death rate of the disease, the financial impact. In fact, African Americans, could be dying of up to 3 times a higher rate compared to the general population from COVID-19, and Hispanic Americans maybe upwards of 2.5 times that. So we know it's really impacting. And then we know that chronic diseases are disproportionately present in minority communities and could be part and parcel of one of the factors driving that differential death rate. And so we know that it's important to address chronic diseases in minorities and low-income communities, part and parcel of why we're having this campaign and why we're really trying to push for people to maintain their importance of seeking preventative health during this time period.
Okay, now what can all Americans do to stay safe and to get the best care available?
So, continue to do the safe things around COVID-19, social distancing, wearing a mask, staying home if sick, and washing your hands. And then in terms of maintaining your health overall in relation to your chronic diseases, make sure that you are in touch with your primary care provider, that you're up to date on your screenings and your necessary visits to manage, whether it be your diabetes, your hypertension, your asthma, any one of those chronic diseases. And then the last two things are about things people should continue to do individually. Getting exercise, getting out there, whether that be walking or running, or anything that maintains your physical activity, whether that be indoor or outdoor. Outdoor if you can socially distance. And then last but not least is your own mental health. So making sure that during all of this that you are connecting with people so you're not socially isolated, and doing the kinds of stress reduction activities that allow you to preserve your own mental health.
Okay, now do you have any other tips for some ideas on the things that people can do to stay healthy?
Yeah, you know, the last thing I'll say is overall, just prioritize your individual health. Both, not just the short term, which is, you know, is driven a lot by what we're seeing with the pandemic, but the long run and, you know, following and thinking through some of the things we talked about in terms of maintaining that good preventative health.
And what are some of the risks that can happen for failing to get timely health care? What are some of the consequences?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things, one of the best things we can do in medicine and clinical care is detect the disease early. So whether that be catching your cancer early, you know, treating your high blood pressure early, or doing any of these things. So, you know, waiting too long makes it harder to treat the disease, and many times almost it makes it not possible to treat the disease. And so getting care in a timely manner, time is the underlying word, underlying kind of essential component. Getting care in a timely manner is vitally important.
And do you have a website where we can go to get more information?
Yes. So the website is aetna.com/timeforcare. That's aetna.com/timeforcare, all one word.
And if you could wrap this all up by making one specific point on why it is so important to keep our routine healthcare appointments, what would that be?
Taking care of yourself. You know, we've all loved us have been taking care of our families and our communities, but don't forget the essential part of the ingredient there is yourself. So doing the things that allow you to be around your friends and family and your community, both in the short term and in the long run, are particularly important.
Okay, and I do have one last question for you. Is it, you know, what are the risks of going to the doctor's office? People are obviously afraid because of the COVID-19 virus. Why should they not be afraid?
Yeah, because doctors and hospitals across the country have done amazing work to make visits safe, to make the clinic setting safe, doing all kinds of things, following both CDC guidelines, but going beyond that. So people should know that their healthcare system has been committed to this issue of safety, and so making it a lot less concerning about going to the doctor's office.
Okay, very good. Dr. Garth Graham, he is the Vice President of Community Health and Chief Community Health Officer for CVS Health. And we've been talking about a problem that's erupted because of COVID-19. People are canceling or delaying medical procedures and doctor's appointments. And this serious problem is even worse among people of color and individuals with lower income. So thank you once again for joining me today, Dr. Graham. I really appreciate it. Some great information.
Thank you for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.